joining us now to break some of it down, we've got Tom Jensen on the line, Director of Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is their website, experts on public opinion here based out of Raleigh. Tom, thanks for being here today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So let's start with national stuff. There's a lot going on. Obviously, healthcare is the big debate, but there is the controversy involving Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and I probably should be specific on which controversy I'm talking about because there are several. There's the fight between Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions. There's Sessions and the Department of Justice issuing a friend of the court brief to a federal court just yesterday that that sexual orientation isn't covered by the Civil Rights Act. There's the ban on transgender people in the military that Donald Trump kind of sort of announced yesterday on Twitter, but that's not official, so that's still an ongoing thing. Where are we seeing national public opinion moving in response to all of this? Are we seeing public opinion moving much at all?
Well, what's interesting with the big picture when it comes to Donald Trump is that everything that's gone on, this sort of nonstop controversy, really has not had that much of an impact on his approval numbers. Our last national poll found that 41% of voters approved of him, 55% disapproved, and that's really about where his numbers have been ever since he took office. So it's sort of an interesting situation for him where he almost instantly had the worst approval numbers that any new president's ever had before, but that 40% or so that is behind him has sort of stood behind him no matter what he's done. And I think that some of the controversial stuff we've seen this week is sort of a way for him to thank that 40% that's stuck behind him. For instance, I really don't think there's much appetite for banning transgender people from the military. And one thing that was particularly interesting on that issue was the extent to which we saw Senate Republicans come out and say that they thought it was a bad idea. But when you're down to a base where only 40% of the country approves of you, within that 40% that still likes Trump, that's where there is the appetite for some of this sort of extremist move, like banning transgender people from the military and that kind of thing. So I think from Trump's perspective, it's almost like, y'all have stayed with me when everybody else has, said I'm bad. So I'm going to do this really extreme thing that's totally at odds with my campaign rhetoric about LGBT issues because I want to do something nice for you all who have continued to say nice things about me when everybody hates me. It's that sort of constant psychology he has where he wants to be liked, but he doesn't really know how to go about it in the right way.
And taking a look at sort of some other polls, and I'm looking at Real Clear Politics right now, which has a good list of the most recent national numbers that have come out. I'm kind of noticing, and it was kind of up and down there for the first few months, but it seems like Trump's approval rating really like peaked in the mid-40s, and then it's just been sort of a very, very slow but still noticeable decline ever since. A Rasmussen Reports has him at 41 right now, which I think is as low as they've had him. Reuters has him at 35%, and other polling outlets are sort of similar along those lines. And I get the sense that he's got that 40% that's in favor of him, that supported him all the way through, but that's more of like a hard 30 and a soft 40, if that makes sense. And I don't know if you agree with this. We're just gradually, without necessarily winning any voters over that never liked him in the first place, eventually just the people who are still supportive but not necessarily willing to go to hell and back for Donald Trump might gradually just sort of fall away one after another over the next 2 months or 3 months or 6 months or 3.5 years, and that leaves him with maybe 30-35%. But I don't know if you get the same impression.
No, I think one thing that was interesting in this poll is that even though he has a 41% overall approval rating, we also asked people, do you think that Donald Trump has made America great again or not? And on that question, only 35% of voters say that they think he has made America great again. 55% say he hasn't. And my feeling, speaking to what you were just talking about, is that those folks who don't think that Trump's made America great again, but still say that they approve of him, I think are the kind of people who are like, well, he's only been in office for 6 months. You can't expect everything to change overnight. And I think there probably is a point in time at which they say, you know what, this guy's just as bad as any other president we've had in terms of not being able to deliver on any of the kinds of things that we want him to do. And I think one thing that's sort of interesting with Trump is that even though a lot of his support came from people who were very conservative, he was also sort of putting out this view like, we're not going to cut Social Security, we're not going to cut Medicare, we're going to be nice to the gays, that kind of thing, that maybe made him a little bit more palatable to people who sort of aren't far-right voters than he otherwise would have been. And clearly he hasn't delivered on any of that kind of stuff, where he was going to be a little bit more middle of the road on some stuff than maybe a typical Republican would be. So, you know, I think we're just too polarized as a country that Trump's approval could ever fall into the 20s probably, but I do think that whereas now he's sort of hovering around 40 in the polls, some a little over, some a little less, you could eventually reach a point where he's more hovering in the low 30s. And this next few months will be interesting to see as it becomes more and more clear, probably based on how things have gone so far, that he's not actually going to do most of what he said he was going to do during the campaign. It'll be interesting to see how quickly some of the people who voted for him start to say, well, you know, I voted for you because you were going to do this and this and this, and you didn't do any of it.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com is their website. Check out more online. There was another survey that came out recently, and I know you saw it, and so did I, that a significant portion of Trump voters specifically, and sort of coming up on Banned Books Week and Constitution Day and all of this in the fall, and obviously freedom of the press has been a significant issue all year, and now we've got a survey, and not really a surprising number here, because this just goes along with what we've heard for the last year plus, that a significant percentage of Trump voters are perfectly fine with the government shutting down media outlets that they don't like. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've reached a point where you have a significant part of the electorate that just doesn't want to hear anything that they don't want to hear. And I think that is a big part of why there may be some limit to how far Trump's numbers can drop. But, you know, what this YouGov poll found was that by a pretty decent sized margin, Trump voters said that the government should just be able to shut down media outlets it perceives to be perceives to be biased. And it almost is like having sort of a state-run media dynamic and kind of just throwing the First Amendment completely out the window. And I think this not listening to any news that you don't want to hear dynamic is something that leads to some of the things we've talked about over the years that sort of things that Trump voters believe that are just factually wrong. Politico had a poll this week that found that Trump voters think that Trump won the popular vote in the election. We had a poll last week that found that only 45% of Trump voters believe that Donald Trump Jr. actually had a meeting with the Russians. There was a Pew poll this week that found that 10% of voters think that Sean Spicer is leading the Russia investigation. And you see these wild findings, but it's because people, a lot of the time, particularly in the Trump camp, are only watching or only consuming media that is favorable to Trump. And not only are they making that choice to only consume media that's favorable to Trump, but they want the rest of the media to just go away. And that's certainly, I think, a sort of a whole new world for how these things go.
And I also think, like, just on top of that, not just listening to the media outlets that we like versus the ones that we don't, but also not really paying too much attention other than just the basic details. I don't think, like, I haven't been to Breitbart recently, but I don't think they're reporting Sean Spicer is running the Russian investigation, but Russian investigation and Sean Spicer have been in the news side by side so often, I can imagine people not paying too much attention and that coming to that conclusion.
Yeah, I think it shows that people just aren't following stories that are unpalatable to them very closely. And what that means is when you get asked about basic sort of factual stuff about them, you don't know the answers because it's something that you sort of just made a choice to tune out of your life.
speaking with Tom Jensen. And let's actually come down to the state level, because PPP did just do a survey earlier this week and got released today by a public policy polling survey conducted on behalf of the National Resources Defense Council. And this happens to deal with North Carolina specifically, but offshore drilling in particular, which is, again, in the news. Governor Roy Cooper, not long ago, coming out opposed to offshore drilling, the Trump administration and North Carolina Republicans both pushing for it. Where do North Carolinians in general stand?
Well, North Carolinians really agree, I think, with the approach that Roy Cooper's pursuing on energy issues, which is that we ask people, what would you rather we focus on as a country, investing in renewable energy like wind and solar and energy efficiency, or allowing for drilling off the coast in places like North Carolina and elsewhere in the Atlantic Ocean? And by a 64-28 margin, voters said they would rather see renewable energy investments than moving towards offshore drilling as a priority off the state of North Carolina. And a couple of things that we found voters were particularly concerned about related to offshore drilling was the potential for contaminated drinking water. If there was an accident like what happened in Louisiana in 2010, particular concern about a possible negative impact to the tourism industry if something like that happened. And really just in general, I think people concerned about the impacts that drilling could have, both from a health standpoint and from an economic standpoint.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.